It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, July 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. A 23-year-old man is under arrest in Mesa County in an apparent hoarding case. Christopher Jones is charged with 82 counts of animal abuse. According to the Daily Sentinel, law enforcement seized 144 head of goat and sheep. The animals were found malnourished, uncared for, and reportedly left among dozens of animal carcasses at an Orchard Mesa home. Several of the animals died soon after being taken by the authorities. The latest drought outlook for Colorado shows conditions are good. KBNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with Brian Fuchs, a climatologist at the National Drought Mitigation Center, about the report.
The outlook for the state is fairly encouraging when you start looking at Colorado. First off, we're not seeing any drought in the state at all right now, which is definitely encouraging. And as we look at both the monthly and seasonal drought outlook products that come from the Climate Prediction Center, neither one of them are showing any drought developing anywhere in Colorado. And even in the surrounding states, there's very minimal drought development. Actually, the outlook is showing some improvement in the drought situation in the south, and really no expansion in the drought situation that is showing up currently in the Black Hills in Wyoming and also northern Wyoming into Montana. So overall, the situation looks fairly good as we head into the rest of summer and early fall.
And what can that be attributed to?
You know, when you start looking at Colorado, I think we need to look in longer time scales and not just what's happened in the near term. And so when you look at the water year of 2015 and also the water year currently that we're in 2016, we have seen a couple good winters where we have had fairly abundant snowfall through much of the state. We do have some abnormally dry conditions that are showing up in the southwest part of the state, and that really it can be attributed to that part of the state really coming through the winter and the first part of spring with a little bit below normal precipitation, but really not enough to start warranting any drought discussion. But when we look at the last 2 years, we've been in a fairly good pattern, meaning that the winters have been bountiful as far as snowpack in the upper elevations, and we have had timely rains across the state here in the spring and summer, especially the eastern part of the state where we did have some drought earlier in the spring, and we've seen that really diminish as we've moved forward into summer.
Given these outlooks, what's the chance for wildfire this summer then?
Well, you know, with a typical summer in the western United States, we do see wildfires, even if it's been abundantly wet. It seems like when we do have the moisture, a lot of that comes with thunderstorm activities, and it doesn't take much for a lightning strike to get a fire going, even in good conditions, meaning non-drought situations. We have seen that drought can enhance fire seasons, and so right now, I have not seen anything that would make me anticipate anything outside of a normal fire season. I don't see any drought signals that would show enhancement through the state. And really what we'd have to watch out for is if we had some of those days where we see the really high temperatures and windy conditions with the low dew points, that would be good fire condition weather, that if anything got started in those situations. But in a typical summer, we see that throughout the West, and without drought to enhance it, I think it's going to just be a fairly typical summer as far as fire amount of fires and the danger for fire goes.
That was climatologist Brian Fuchs speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. The Colorado Blueprint is the statewide strategy to spur Colorado's economy, help businesses grow, and attract new jobs to the state. The second draft, Blueprint 2.0, includes several awards aimed at bolstering rural economies. Those awards will be announced next Thursday in Confluence Park in Delta at 10 a.m. Delta County applied for three different programs, one for strengthening the brand of Delta County, another for repurposing the Paonia Delta Montrose Technical College, and a third to improve tourism office materials. Senators from Wyoming, Colorado, and North Dakota are among those asking the government to suspend its review of the federal coal program. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports for Inside Energy.
In January, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell announced a comprehensive review of the federal coal program and a moratorium on new coal leasing while that review is underway. In a letter addressed to Secretary Jewell, a group of 9 senators says the outcome of that review is, quote, pre-baked. As evidence for that claim, they cite a recent report issued by the President's Council of Economic Advisers that already finds serious flaws in the federal coal program. Most of the coal mined in the West is owned by the federal government. Critics have long said the program needs to be updated to reflect new concerns about climate change and to ensure taxpayers receive a fair price for the publicly owned resource. For Inside Energy, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
Governor John Hickenlooper signed a compact last week to fight opioid addiction during the National Governors Association summer meeting. Along with other states, Colorado will push even harder to reduce inappropriate opioid prescribing, educate the public on addiction, and provide treatment for people struggling with addiction. Old medication is also a concern, so the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is bolstering the Take Back program, making it a sustainable statewide network. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.